that takes, we want to hear it. Get in on each of our shows on the Tiger Diagnostics phone line at 654-ROAR.
Tiger fans, don't let a fumble, a breakdown fumble your comfort this season. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, their owners are engineers. They believe in engineered comfort solutions. This is your Armstrong Heating and Cooling preferred contractor in the upstate of South Carolina, Western North Carolina. They got they don't just check on your system. They apply this engineering mindset to ensure your system is running at peak performance. Right now, $89 Tiger tune-up, that's $100 in savings. So don't be fooled by the cheap tune-up offers that cut the corners for profit companies. Go with our great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, a true professional experience. The maintenance program is fantastic. They're going to protect your investment. Go do it today, all in with Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Love those good folks. All right, I've got a million things to do and only 1 hour to do it. Paul Strela is not going to be joining us today. He will join us back next week. Clemson beats Citadel in baseball 9-3. Gerald Homers, good to see Clavon get a couple of hits. He's on base three times. Good to see Lichtenberger with three hits and five RBIs. Softball beats Western Carolina and Cullowhee 7-3. Both head to Notre Dame. Miami of Ohio. I'll still say I'm during the break. I think Miami could beat Tennessee. Miami of Ohio beats SMU last night. And now 16 games in the NCAA tournament, all kicking off 12-15 Bon Secure Wellness Arena in Greenville, 9th-ranked TCU, 8th-ranked Ohio State. We'll go over some of these games quickly here in a second. Let me get back to Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. Butch is up next. My man, how you doing, buddy?
My man, Mickey. What's going on, brother?
Not much, buddy. You having a good day, man? A good start? Get this thing going right.
I am, Mickey. Good. I am. I got all prayed up, you know, swept my kitchen floor, got countertop cleaned off, getting ready to bleacher down and dishwasher loaded, you know, then mop the kitchen floor. You got to do things like that when you have dogs that run in and out of your house every day. Sometimes twice a day. I'm serious, Mick. I got a gate for the hallway,
yeah.
But my kitchen and living room,
yeah.
I have to mop that thing twice a day when it rains like this.
Yeah, you might want to either keep them inside during those kind of things, but that's so beautiful now, you know, so yeah, they can enjoy the rest of the day.
What do you want me to do, hold them over the toilet and let them go? I mean, they got to go
outside. True, that's true. Yeah, they're probably not potty trained, toilet trained.
No.
With that one.
No. They train to go outside and use the bathroom and come back in the house.
Yeah. Big deal at my house, Butch, is that my daughter is now fully potty trained, so there's no more diapers. And listen, my wife and I have a third.
That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, man, I think I bought my last diaper. So that's good.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Basically, I got about a $30 a month raise. That's good.
Yes, Lord, you did.
Yeah.
If not more.
That's good.
Them things are spent.
Woo!
Hey, I got a question.
All right.
Who was that dude that just called in? Was that Tim Gentry?
Was that who now?
Tim Gentry.
No.
That just called in raving pains about that old Mandela, whoever that is, they got hooked up in the Brooklyn basement.
That's Dave. Dave in Simpsonville.
Oh. Yeah. He sounds like my old buddy Tim. You know Tim Gentry?
I don't think so. I don't believe so. No, he was talking about Maduro and the Venezuelan baseball team taking care of business against the United States. I'll push back a little bit. And Butch, man, have a great day, bud. Always good to hear from you, man.
Hey, you too, bro.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
I'll push back a little bit. I thought the United States, I think they wanted to win. Like, y'all didn't say they didn't want to win.
They wanted to win, yeah.
Right.
They just didn't look like they were having a ton of fun.
Well, now, to be fair, the Latin, the Caribbean, their idea is just fun all the time.
And right? They won.
Yeah. But here's how we would frame that. If they didn't win, you go, well, they weren't serious enough. The United States was the right amount of serious. And if you lose, when you're well, we were too serious. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. In a tournament like that where you're representing your country, I'd rather them look like they're out there. I mean, I'm sure the U.S. players were enjoying it, but like, show it a little bit more.
Yeah.
And win. Do one or the other at least.
One or the other.
But I honestly, I was stunned the Dominican Republic didn't win. I thought they were going to win.
I thought they might have the best lineup.
They absolutely had the best lineup. Venezuela just wanted it more, I think. I think Venezuela wanted it more. Acuna's fantastic. I mean, Suarez got some big hits. I don't really understand much of what Mark DeRosa was doing. Not sure why Mason Miller wasn't utilized instead of Garrett Whitlock at the end of that game. Maybe it was a parent club situation with the Padres. Impossible to know. But wish they would have won that game. It was good to see that stadium in Miami actually sold out for once. That doesn't happen very often.
It was the biggest game in Miami, maybe Miami baseball history.
And it will
right?
stay that way for a while, I fear, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing my brackets now as we speak. And Sam, I need you to talk me off the ledge on a couple of these. All right. And I can quickly switch these up. But there's a few teams I'm in love with. You're not going to like this. I've got Purdue going to the Elite Eight.
So do I.
Oh, good. Good. I thought you could try to talk me out of that one.
No, I have them going to. I don't think they have a championship ceiling, but I certainly think that they.
All right.
They have a. I like our draw. I'm a fan of Purdue's draw. I don't really have any fear of Gonzaga or Miami or Missouri. I think those are all very beatable teams on the way to the Elite Eight, is how I would put it. That doesn't mean they're going to win. We've seen Purdue lose to many, many teams in the past, and I don't take any draw for granted because they've lost to a lot of dumb teams since I was little. But the draw's not bad for them.
Okay. Can you try to talk me out of UConn Final Four?
Yeah, I'm not bought in on UConn.
Really?
I don't think they're good enough offensively. They turn the ball over at a relatively non-UConn-ish rate. They don't get to the free throw line. They don't hit a ton of their free throws, and they don't shoot overly well from three to counteract it. They're not a bad offense. They're still a good offense, but when you look at the profile, nothing really stands out. They're good in the paint, and they can offensive rebound. But if the game gets a little faster pace and they have to go to a quicker tempo, I don't know how they match it, and I don't know how they generate extra points at the line.
Can you talk me out of Houston going to the national championship game? I got some. I mean, this is not chalky, buddy.
No, it's not. I don't think Houston. Here's what I like for Houston.
Love the freshman.
The defense, yeah, Flemings is fantastic. The defense is going to make them a Sweet 16 team, I think, at worst, and that's what they are pretty much every year.
Yeah.
They're playing in that second weekend in Houston,
all right,
which matters, I think, a lot.
Yep.
I can easily be talked into them beating Illinois. I think Illinois is a good counter to them.
Don't they beat Florida?
I think they could beat Florida. Florida is entirely dependent on if those two guards can knock down threes. They can get to the Elite Eight with them not doing that. I don't think they can get past that point without Fland and Lee knocking down some shots and running the offense confidently, which they did for most of the year but weren't doing at the beginning. So if they regress back to that, Houston could very easily beat them. If not, I would take Florida. But no, that's a two seed in a region with a one that isn't untouchable.
Okay, the final one, because this is my only other non-like chalky deal. I've got some non-chalk later. Early on, it's a lot of chalk. Yeah. All right. Virginia Elite Eight.
Yeah, they're in mine.
Okay.
I think they are. Yeah, so, they're in my they're.
I'm pressing save, Sam. You didn't try to talk me out of that. I'm
they're not
save.
In my Elite Eight. I have Michigan State or I have Iowa State beating them, but they're in my Sweet 16. They're just good at everything. They do everything pretty well. Do they do anything at an elite enough level to win a national championship? I'm not sure, but they do everything else pretty well. They have a great shot blocker down low. That's going to be a big deal here in the tournament. They've got good guard play. They've got a good coach. I don't feel like they're going to get upset early on. They are a pretty good Sweet 16 bet for me.
All right. I think you make your hay in this thing, in that Sweet 16 forward, in brackets. And it's I'm going to dump. I've got the perfect bracket. I just filled out the key, in case you guys needed the
There's
key.
There's like 9.2 quintillion possibilities, and you've got the one.
I've got the one key. Tiger Dot Oshie phone lines, single game season chat in Columbia, man. How you doing?
Good, Mick. We need a segment like weekly, Meredith's Takes. You know, or Common Sense with Meredith.
She's
like,
so smart, man.
She brings up.
First of all, she's got more degrees than a thermometer, man. Like, she's so smart. And I, like, with sports, she didn't know it. But I'm telling you, we're watching this. Our son's playing baseball. He walks in the other day, our coach is out tonight, okay? You're going to like this one, Chad. And she walks in. I mean, so I'm the assistant, one of the assistant coaches. All of our other coaches are gone. I got to run practice tonight. He leaves me the bag. So Drake's never played catcher. The catching equipment is in the bag. So I go, and Drake said, "Dad, I want to try it on. I want to see." And Drake said, "I'm the toughest player in the team. I want to be the catcher." So he tries his equipment on. He's never caught a day of his life of being catcher. And so we go in and show his mom. And she's like, "Uh-uh, ain't happening. Too dangerous back there. You're back at second base." I told you, like, when I'm in, and that's what he'll do, by the way. We do what she says to do. When we're in church,
exactly.
I'll cry probably every third sermon. Just, I'll get a little emotional, man. I can't help it. I'm like Quackenbush. It's a heavy dew outside. I'll start crying. Anyway, something hits me. I didn't have a great spiritual background growing up, so I'm learning new things. She said, "How did you not know that?" I went, I never heard this before. Anyway, so she'll look over at me. I get a little, watered up, right? A little well-eyed, right? Here's what I get. I get an elbow.
Embarrassed of you?
Oh, I get an elbow in the side, and I get this. "Dry it up. You're embarrassing us over there. Dry it up over there. Don't embarrass the family."
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Nick, we talked yesterday about South Carolina basketball.
Yeah.
What's worse, the 3 trips in 30 years, roughly, or never making a BCS game? I mean, if you really think about it, like, their fan base has really suffered big time, like, especially from the support they provide.
Yeah.
And football is, I guess, a little more understandable just because, it's so hard before NIL for upper mobility.
Yeah.
But,
like,
most teams just get lucky, like, especially with basketball. Like, you hit on a player, and one player can take you,
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, I got a bunch of texts yesterday.
All right, so I want to get into this, if you can. I would say the football thing, because they try in football, and the fact that the best bowl game they've ever been to is the Outback Bowl, maybe. Like, they've never been to Rose Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Orange Bowl, like the big ones they've never been to. But can I reveal, you sent me a text from a Gamecock buddy of yours. Can I talk about this on the air or not?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Hey, and I want to say one more thing, Mick, I want your affirmation on this.
Right.
Is there a caller or a texter that has bought more stock in Sam Jones or bought earlier stock in Sam Jones than me?
No.
Yeah, no. So when he's like the next Nick Wright or something, I just want Sam Jones to remember that and pay it forward.
All right. Hey, hang on, though. And by the way, I told Sam. Sam and I had a sit-down this morning. I told him I his head's got to be the size of a watermelon right now, because I built his head up this morning to talk, compliment him on what he did here. But let me ask you this. Enough of the Sam love. That's enough. No.
That's more than enough. Thank you.
Sam, get this now. And kick it in this thing. Chad has a buddy who sends him a text. He's a Gamecock. He went to South Carolina. Graduated from South Carolina. And the guy makes a comment, and they're talking about their sports. It's a sports thread, a sports text chain, right? And I thought it was one of the most insightful things I've ever heard, and I've never heard this before. But one of your buddies says, "I've come to realize, after watching South Carolina lose so bad in football, so bad in basketball, and so bad in baseball now, I've come to realize that South Carolina was a very cool place to go to school, but a terrible place to be an alumnus. And I never thought about it, because it's so painful to be a Gamecock fan in all these sports. What a brilliant way to put it, man. Like, I'm sure you had fun, 5 points and Vista and frats, but it's fun. But, like, it's a terrible place now. You got to suffer for so long athletically over there. What's happening as of late?
Yeah, my only pushback to him, Mick, is this. I would almost argue that he would have had fun at any college. Like, do you ever meet somebody?
Broke up on me. I think I got
wherever they go.
Yeah.
That has a heart, that doesn't enjoy college.
Yeah.
I mean, you're away from your parents for the first time. You're doing what you want.
Yeah.
He probably would have had fun anywhere,
Okay.
But he is right. It would be awful to be a Gamecock, dude. I mean, can you imagine, like, Gamecock sticks on your car and just, like, no history? I mean, I feel legit bad for him, dude. I hang up with him.
Thank you.
it's how quick he gets to the, I hung up with him.
I mean,
right out of the thought into it, he's out of there.
Look,
it's like a drive-by.
I like it when South Carolina's better in something, because it doesn't feel like I'm piling on. And I get this accused of, oh, you're a Clemson guy and you're piling on. I'm only talking about the facts, and I'm only talking about wins and losses. And what they're going through right now in football is insufferable. Like, it's just in that conference and not having a chance at all. And then in basketball, it's worse. And so then, I mean, like, you can't imagine being much worse than them as a Power Four conference in basketball. And then, Sam, on top of that, the one thing that they've been good at from a men's standpoint is baseball. And it's even worse there.
Did you see the attendance at their midweek game earlier this week?
What I said there was, after saying that, the pictures of that, then he's done.
He's got to be. There's no justification other than buyout money for keeping him around. There's no fan support. The fans have stopped coming to the games. He's widely criticized online and in person.
Done.
And the team stinks. What is the justification for keeping him around? It's just it's kind of disrespectful to the fans.
Done. And Butch gets back and says, it was cold. Look, I don't want to be the pylon guy. But to the point that Chad was making, like right now, can you imagine if your team, and a lot of listeners out there, and I got so many great friends of mine that are Gamecock fans. My best friend in the world played baseball at South Carolina. And his dad played baseball and football at South Carolina. And, like, I feel bad. And through all this, it's like, and I know I get texts now, never feel bad for your or travel and stuff, but I'm not trying to pile on with it. But can you imagine if you're a Georgia fan right now and being that bad in those three? Can you imagine if you're an Alabama fan, if you're a Tar Heel? I'm trying to think of our fan base that call in and text the most, besides Clemson and South Carolina. Clemson fans, you don't mind it, but like Georgia fans and Bama fans and Seminoles, you have Seminole. Can you imagine? Florida State's not very good right now in football.
But it feels like they're going in the right direction in basketball.
And their baseball's in the top 20.
And their baseball's good.
Like, what do you do if you're a sports fan at South Carolina? The one guy said, look, I don't even pay attention anymore.
They've made a multitude of bad decisions over the last few years, or have not provided the funding necessary for some of the sports to succeed.
All right.
Is Lamont Paris a great coach? No.
No.
Is he getting enough money to succeed compared to the SEC? Probably not. That's a bit of a twofold problem. Is Maneri a good coach? At this point, no. Does he have the funding to succeed? Yeah, probably. You're halfway there on that one. Is Shane Beamer a good coach? It's very up and down. He's a great recruiter. Is he a good coach? Is a different question. He's got the money, I would think, to succeed. So you're kind of in a weird spot there. It's one or the other, it seems like, with all of the programs. And none of them are good right now. And you feel like it's going to take a minute for any of them to get fired, too, because you can't fire them all at once and pay all that money at one time. So you're stuck in a really weird spot.
I want to get into it in the next segment, because I have a thought for you. First of all, where's rock bottom? I mean, if this isn't rock bottom, it can't get any worse.
I think it's rock bottom because you feel some sort of renewed hope when there's a new coach brought in.
Yeah, they're going to fire the guy like Sunday night. They're going to fire Maneri.
Yeah, and immediately the South Carolina fans are going to start probably paying more attention.
Right.
Because they know there's something coming that might actually flip things.
Rock bottom's this weekend when Arkansas just embarrasses.
Yeah, if that happens then at this point,
he's gone. He'll be fired. Well, Monday we'll talk about that, being a new baseball coach. Then. But with that said, I've got a good news, bad news scenario. Let's talk about it when we come back. Hey, my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call them today. No obligation phone call. 10 minutes. I don't have all day, Sam. I'm busy, man. 10 minutes. All right? I don't want to pay for stuff. Free, no obligation phone call. Let them come in, show you what they do, estimate. I will guarantee you this. You're going to love your new garage floor. You're going to love your new garage floor. You're going to look. Bottom line is these people are going to, the most experienced. It's going to go great. It's our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. 404-8158. 404-8158. 5013 says South Carolina is Mississippi State with a big alumni base. Mississippi State's third in the country in baseball right now.
They've got one good sport at least. Like, they've got something to hang their hat on right now.
Everybody in the SEC has one sport at least to hang their hat on right now. And almost every Power Four team in the country. Let's do that. almost every Power Four team in the country has something to hang their hat on.
I honestly feel like if they just fire Maneri and make an average hire at that spot, they're going to be fine in baseball.
Agree.
I don't know how you fix the other two, but that one feels like a really quick one to me.
Let's talk about fixing both those. Short break, much more to this.
GLP-1 shots are everywhere right now. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro. Everyone's talking about them, but here's the real question. What happens when you stop? Because if you don't fix the reason your body gained weight in the first place, the weight comes back. At PhD Weight Loss, they don't treat weight as the problem. They treat unwanted weight as a symptom. A symptom of metabolic dysfunction, hormone imbalance, inflammation, and stress. If you don't correct those, no shot, no diet, no hack will last. They'll look at you holistically, your metabolism, your hormones, your lifestyle, so they can improve not just your weight, but your health span, your energy, your longevity. Because losing weight is one thing, keeping it off for life is another. Right now, when you call and mention my name, John Height, you'll receive 2 free weeks in the program, and they'll cover the cost of your food. That means you can see real results with zero guesswork and minimal risk. Call 864-644-1900 and mention my name, John Height. Again, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com. Stop chasing weight loss. Start fixing what's actually causing it.
Be ready for springtime lawn maintenance with a Wright mower from Landscaper Supply, the number one Wright mowers dealer in South Carolina. See our selection of Wright commercial and residential mowers at one of our 7 Landscaper Supply stores. Shop our Wright mower selection right now or have your current Wright mower serviced. Landscaper Supply provides all your landscaping tools and equipment with 7 upstate locations. Online at landscapers-supply.com.
Most people don't think about hiring a lawyer until the unthinkable happens. After a car wreck, the initial shock is often replaced by an overwhelming list of questions. Who pays for the car? How do the medical bills get covered? And what happens if you can't go back to work tomorrow? Our team handles every detail of your case, from investigating the crash to negotiating with insurance adjusters. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 for a free confidential consultation. There are no upfront costs. Smith Jordan Law, focused on your recovery, committed to your results.
The Wahala Performing Arts Center proudly presents Trey Twitty and Tila Lynn on March 28th. Louisiana woman, Mississippi man, we get together every time we can. Experience the timeless magic of Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn as their grandchildren carry the torch with classics including Hello Darling and Coal Miner's Daughter. Trey and Tayla bring the stories behind the songs to life, funny, touching, and straight from the family that lived them. It's like stepping back into country music history. Get your tickets now at WahalaPAC.com.
Elkmont shoppers, there are only a couple of weeks left on Elkmont's lease in Powdersville. The closeout sale is going on now, 50% off or more on most items at the Powdersville location. Clothing, shoes, game day, fixtures, hangers, it all has to go. We don't have room in Clemson for the inventory, so our loss is your gain. All the brands you love, now on sale. Thank you for your support, and we hope you will continue to visit us in Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T TradingCompany.com.
Two stores, one destination. Four Men on Exchange and New Teak Boutique. Whether you're looking for women's clothing and home decor items or men's fashions and gifts, we've got you covered from head to toe. New Teak Boutique is at 122 East Main Street, while Four Men on Exchange is at 102 Exchange Street, just across the street. So no matter who you're shopping for, you'll find that at New Teak Boutique and Four Men on Exchange. So come by to see us Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and on Saturdays, 10 to 4. Downtown on Pendleton at New Teak Boutique, 4 minute exchange.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the 5 counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can
hold my body down. Your rapid response, mold and water experts, myalldry.com. I told you, it's 2 days in a row I've seen Stan and the My All Dry van running around, man. You get that incredible logo, the duck. You see that around. And it reminds you, these are people on their way to helping somebody. I was in the car the other day. I told my son, I said, see that van, son? See it? A mile drive? Yeah, somebody's about to get a good visit. Somebody's got a major issue at their house right now, but it's about to go away. I like that. It's like the first responders when it comes to mold and water. I love myalldry.com. I love these people, love who they are, what they do, and how they do it. Myalldry.com. Check them out. When I mention these, this rapid response team, it's the character of the people. It's their business model. Again, as someone once said, I wish Stan ran every other business in the country, because he'd be good. He'd be a great florist, a great plumber. He'd be great brick mason. He'd be great at construction. He'd be great at auto sales, auto repair, whatever it might be. Run your business like these guys. If you do have water issues in your home or business, if you do have mold issues in your home or business, or don't know if you do, free assessment. 864-863-1234. 864-863-1234. MyAllDry.com. With the NCAA basketball tournament, we'll talk much more about that. Picks are in. Go to theroarfm.com. Get your picks in. We've got a few more spots available, so do that between now and noon. And love to get those numbers up a little bit for you. We're going to talk about tomorrow's show, by the way. Josh Williams will join us. He's going to review day one, 16 games, preview day two, 16 games, and preview chances to go to the second round, chances to go to the Sweet 16. We'll talk Clemson, Notre Dame baseball and softball. We'll get you ready for the golf weekend, the NASCAR weekend, do all that. But Chad kind of pivots us a little bit in the show. And I've got I'll have the big picture discussion with Sam here in a minute. One thing I want to do is South Carolina the worst athletic, current state, last 18 months, whatever, the worst athletic department of Power Four of the men's major three sports, football, baseball, and basketball. Virginia was better in basketball, obviously, better in baseball right now. Virginia's better in all three, football, baseball, basketball. Virginia's better. That kind of stinks. So Virginia's better than you in all those. SMU, football was better. Basketball's better. Miami, football certainly better. Basketball's better. Baseball's better. Miami's better than all three. Pittsburgh, football's 8-5. Basketball's terrible. Baseball's not all that great. But at least you can say football with a winning season there. Georgia Tech football's better. Georgia Tech baseball's better. Duke basketball's better. Duke football might be better, maybe. NC State basketball better. NC State's really good in baseball, too. Baseball's better. Cal, Sam, I'm trying to say, who's better, South Carolina or Cal in Cal. Cal basketball's better.
Cal football's better.
Cal football's better.
Well, I think Cal football's going to be better going forward for the next couple of years. Is that permanent? I don't know.
Clemson in all three. Louisville is better in basketball.
Yep.
Better in football.
Yep.
Wake Forest, better in baseball. At least, I mean, there's obvious cases.
They're better in football right now. I mean, at least from a record standpoint, does that mean they're better? I think of the three, the football program for South Carolina is probably in as good of a spot as of any of the three.
4-8.
4-8, yes. But I have more faith that they can win six games maybe than the other teams doing what they need to do to get to any sort of postseason.
Stanford basketball is better. Florida State baseball is better. North Carolina basketball is better. Baseball is better.
I think there's one in the ACC that's pretty noticeably worse.
Virginia Tech baseball is better. Basketball is better. Syracuse football.
I like Fran Brown. 3-9. I think last year would have been a lot different if Angeli didn't blow his Achilles out playing against us.
Syracuse doesn't play baseball, so you can't do all three. Yeah. But Syracuse basketball is 15-17.
Pretty bad. They're having to hire another coach. Syracuse ain't in a great one, but I trust Fran Brown that, like, trajectory-wise, I think they're fine.
Boston College.
That's the one. That's the one that our terrible. Line, and you and I have.
They're terrible.
They're a no-brainer.
All right, Big 12. Texas Tech's better than all three.
Yep.
BYU's better in basketball and football.
Yep.
Utah's better in football.
Yep.
Houston's better in basketball. Arizona's better in basketball.
Houston's better in football, too, right now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going, you know, the obvious stuff too. Arizona State is better in football.
They've got Dillingham. As long as Dillingham's there, yeah. If Dillingham wasn't there, they'd be an interesting case, but Dillingham's fantastic.
Iowa State's better in basketball. Maybe better than some of these, but I'm saying at least the obvious. Kansas State better than football, 6-6.
Kansas State's a sneaky...
sneaky bad.
They're a sneaky bad one. They fired
12
Tang.
12-20.
They're not great.
So we're going to put Kansas State in the conversation at least.
They're
right?
Yeah, but...
in the conversation. Let's see here.
They're just going off recent results. They were good a couple years ago in basketball. They've been good in football. But right now, they're in a bit of a downturn for sure.
TCU's better in basketball. Cincinnati's better in basketball.
TCU's pretty good in football consistently, too. I mean, they're like an 8-win team every year.
Baylor is sneaky bad, but they're a little better in basketball right now.
Won a national title half a decade ago in basketball. Yeah. Kansas, I think that matters.
Kansas better in basketball.
Yep.
Central Florida better in basketball.
In the tournament, yeah.
West Virginia better in baseball and basketball, maybe. Colorado was terrible in football this year at 3-9.
Yep.
Colorado in basketball was 17-15. So Colorado's better than South Carolina basketball. And Oklahoma State's terrible. 1-11 in football.
Oklahoma State is one that definitely has an argument. New coach.
Yeah.
Basketball team has not been good lately. Missed the tournament again this year.
Baseball's better, though. And Oklahoma State won 20 games in basketball. I didn't realize it.
Didn't make the tournament, though.
No, no,
so it doesn't,
no,
really, doesn't really matter.
All right. Big Ten. Ready?
There's one that stands out to me that might be worse.
Michigan's better in all of them. Nebraska's better than basketball and football. Michigan State's better in basketball. Obviously, Illinois basketball and football. Wisconsin better in basketball. Purdue better in basketball. UCLA better in baseball.
Does Purdue being so awful in football cancel out?
No.
Or they're still better?
No, you're still a two-seed in basketball. Ohio State's better in football and basketball. Yep. Iowa's better in basketball. And Indiana's better in football. Minnesota is better.
Minnesota ain't great right now.
No, let me see Minnesota.
But P.J. Fleck gets them to a bowl game every year, no matter what. They will make a bowl game.
Yeah, Minnesota was 8-5. That's better in football.
They find a way every year.
Washington was better in football, right? Yeah, Washington
was
9-4.
Washington goes 5-year strings where they're whatever for 3 or 4 years, and then that fifth year they're a national contender.
So the Cal's better in baseball right now, at least. Rutgers.
Rutgers is in a cool $520 million in debt.
Yeah.
And they're not very good at anything. I think Rutgers is worse.
All right. Rutgers in the conversation.
They missed the tournament last year in basketball with two top five picks on their team, top 10 picks on their team. And both of those guys are pretty good NBA players. They're not good at football. Well, they're fine at football.
Yeah.
But I think with the amount of money and the recruiting that they've had in the last couple of years in basketball and the fact that they still stunk and still stink, that kind of cancels out any sort of like average play for Shiano.
Northwestern is in the conversation.
Yeah, built a new stadium here this year. They're kind of just bleh. They're not great in basketball. It was disappointing, but I think they have a good basketball coach. I will say that. Their football team is not great. Yeah, I don't think their athletic department's horrible, though.
Larry Penley got in with it. Virginia's golf team's number one. Virginia, think about this. Virginia baseball's ranked. Virginia basketball's ranked. Virginia football's ranked. Number one in golf. Like, man, Virginia's got it going on. Oregon's better in football, obviously. Maryland's in the conversation.
Maryland's a sneaky bum team right now. They should have fired Mike Loxley probably at the end of the year. They could have probably fired him last year. They have the top three recruit in the country.
Go easy on Buzz. I love Buzz, but they're terrible.
I don't think this year was all Buzz's fault. They were worse than they should have been, but they had some injuries early in the year. I mean, Pharrell Payne got hurt like 20 minutes into the year and broke his leg. They're bad in basketball. They're bad in football. They've got a coach that needs to be fired in football. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty South Carolina-y right now.
Penn State is terrible in basketball. They're better in football than South Carolina.
Yep.
And finally, in the SEC, I think there's everybody is better at one thing, obviously. And a lot of them are better than all three. Quickly, Florida's better than all three.
Yep.
Alabama's better than all three. Yep. Arkansas's better than all three. Vanderbilt is better than South Carolina in all three men's sports.
They would have been on this list when I started this job with you a couple of years ago, but they're not anymore.
Tennessee's better than all three.
Right.
Texas A&M's better than all three. Georgia is better than all three. Missouri in baseball's not great. Missouri's better in basketball. Missouri's better in
football.
Kentucky's better in basketball. Kentucky is better in baseball right now. Kentucky's better than in football, maybe not as much. I'm going to tell you right now, though, this Will Stein, watch out. Watch out in football.
It's a much better hire than what they've had the last couple years.
Texas is better than all three. Yep. Oklahoma is not great in basketball.
No, but they're still better than South Carolina.
Better than South Carolina. Auburn is...
However, they also, I think, are in a similar situation where they've got a coach who still has a lot to prove on that side.
Auburn's better in baseball right now. Auburn's the top five in the country in baseball. How'd that happen?
They're terrible at football. Have been terrible the last few years. Yeah. Maybe that changes. And they're not great at basketball now with Bruce Pearl gone. They could fall into a path like this if their new coaching hire on the football side of things isn't where they need it to be.
True.
Because I don't really have a ton of faith in Stephen Pearl.
Mississippi State's bad in football. Mississippi State's not great in basketball, but baseball's in the top five in the country. Ole Miss is better in football, obviously. LSU's better in football and baseball. So here are the schools that we have that are in South Carolina's neighborhood when the big three men's sports.
Based on current and very recent current production and coaches and such.
Syracuse, Boston College, Kansas State, Rutgers, Northwestern, and Maryland.
It's not a group you want to be in right now.
No.
So how do you change that?
That's the thing. That was the next part of it.
What's the flow chart of things that need to go first? It feels like Maneri.
Maneri's going to be fired first.
And I don't think whoever gets promoted to the interim is going to be their long-term option. So I don't think they're going to have to worry about that, hopefully, for South Carolina fans.
All right. And upward mobility-wise, baseball has done it in the past, and they can do it again.
I think if they hired a really solid young manager, which is probably what they're going to do because they tried the older route and failed, they can get back very, very quickly. And then that jump-starts that program again. I'm not really worried about that as much long-term.
Believe it or not, Gamecock fans, there is good news for you. Indiana won the national championship in football. You can win in basketball, and you can win in football. It can happen. However, that being said, Sam, it's so much harder for them in those other two sports. Baseball should be easy for them. The other two should be hard for them. Not impossible, but there are people who climb Mount Everest.
There are limitations that they have, especially in basketball, that other schools don't have.
I think football, too.
Yeah, I would agree as well, but I do think Beamer is a good recruiter, so he fills some of that gap. Does he recruit too much? Is his roster too top-heavy? You and I talked about this during the break. Maybe. But that can also lead to years like they had a couple years ago where they won 9 games and they were competitive for a 10th.
You got to hang your hat on something.
Yeah.
And they don't have anything to hang their hat on right now. That's the point.
Which one do you give if 3 years from now you're having this conversation with whoever's sitting in this chair with you on a random Thursday afternoon? Which one do you have the most confidence in 3 years?
Baseball.
Is going to, okay.
Baseball.
Baseball, football, then basketball?
In 1 year, 3 years, 10 years, 30 baseball. Years, 50 years, baseball.
All right. The other two, which one do you have more confidence that they can get to a not even national contention point of view? But
basketball.
Like, okay. Because, over football instead of the football team winning like 7 or 8 games.
You're one great player away in basketball.
That's true.
It's so much easier to do. The uphill battle that you face is that, I mean, again, this is not going to be good news for South Carolina. Good news is Indiana can do it. You can do it. But the bad news is if you look at it traditionally and all the other resources, everything out there, and the NIL area, you can overcome some of this. But traditionally speaking, Sam, Florida football, Alabama football, Tennessee football, A&M football, Georgia football, Texas football, Oklahoma football, Auburn football, like Ole Miss football, LSU football, they should be better than South Carolina. Now, that being said, Vanderbilt went 10-3 last year. It can be done in the NIL era. It's just a much harder climb in football in that league.
Even when South Carolina men's basketball was a Final Four team, they did have three players, and they weren't a high seed, but they were a good team. Frank Martin did a really good job with that group a decade ago now, which is crazy.
Right.
They were a three NBA player team. Sindarius Thornwell was probably their best player. Him and Carrera were fantastic.
Yeah.
Sindarius ended up playing in the NBA. He played for the Cavs. He didn't last long. P.J. Dozier played in the NBA. He was on that team as a rotational piece as a freshman. Chris Silva played a little bit, had a cup of tea in the NBA as well. So they still had three of those guys.
Balkman never played in the league. Like, was he a D-League guy, whatever? Man, what did he on that team?
Who was it?
Balkman. Wasn't it a Balkman guy, a big athletic, physical guy?
I don't think he was on that one.
On that one, okay.
But they had three NBA players on that team, and they had talent.
It can be done.
It can be done. You just, especially in the portal era, they just bombed it this year. They did a terrible job recruiting out of the portal.
I would just say this, and the final thought here. Number one is the final thought. It's more unbelievable that all three are this bad than it would be for one of the three to rise up.
True.
The outlier should be, you should not be this bad. Final segment of a Thursday when you come back after this.
When your drain backs up, speed matters. So does unclogging it right. Ditch the Drano and leave the router machine in the past. Ace Plumbing Electric Heating and Air protects and perfects your home with lightning-fast service and uses top-of-the-line hydrojetting equipment that clears through grease, roots, and the toughest clogs all on the same day you called. We'll clear your drain today so you don't have to scramble to clear tomorrow's schedule. That's the bold white and blue way that our members across the upstate experience with every call. Go to boldwhiteandblue.com to book now, and we'll head your way to clear your drains today.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosie Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
It's the moment you dream of, the moment you work for, train for, run wind sprints when nobody's watching for, the moment when hours of gym time, court time, prep time, all culminate into this time, the moment when millions of bounces, blocks, and boards all add up to this, your moment. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Your smile deserves championship care. Celebrate your winning smile with Ace Smiles in Liberty. Inspired by USA Hockey's gold medal win, new patients get a free mechanical toothbrush and whitening kit. Book your first appointment, brighten your smile, and score your gold medal gift. Dr. Lawless and the Ace Smiles team combine technology, techniques, and hospitality to make every visit comfortable. Schedule now at ace-smiles.com. That's ace-smiles.com. Ace Smiles, where every smile is championship worthy.
The Bojangler is back and introducing the new Bojangler Deluxe, Alaskan Pollock Fish Filet topped with Bo's famous seasoning and tons of flavor. Try them both today. It's Bo time.
Get more value for every mile at Skinner Tire. Whether you're driving around town or hauling on the farm, our team delivers tire sales, installation, and repairs for cars, trucks, trailers, and farm equipment. Need an alignment, oil change, or balancing? We handle it all. Plus, 24-hour roadside help when you need it most. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we keep you rolling safely. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 and experience service you can trust from Skinner Tire, where your journey starts strong.
The 2026 All-In Ball, presented by The Roar, is almost here. Join us on Friday, March 27th, as we go back to the future to raise funds for organizations doing life-changing work in South Carolina. Hop in your DeLorean and join Dabo's All-In Team Foundation for a fun night while making a difference in our community. Expect great food and drink, an impactful keynote speaker, iconic live and silent auctions, and more. Limited sponsorships and tickets are still available. Visit DabosAllInTeam.com for more information. Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark and Amanda, they're awesome people, take care of you. Prime Lending does an amazing job for you. PrimeLendingSC.com, the best in the business, the lowest rates, and the best customer service. They're going to knock it out for you. It's our friends over at Prime Lending. Get 2 to 3. I think you need 3 estimates. If you get one of these, be your 3, you'll go with these good folks. The best rates out there, the best customer service, PrimeLendingSC.com. Sam, final segment. I've been saving this one for you. On the ticket prices, the get-in price now, these are StubHub get-in prices. Starting today, my point here is through all this is 2 points. Number one is there's one that's just through the roof. Don't look at prices on there. And for the most part, though, it's very affordable. For instance, tonight in the regional that features in Oklahoma City with A&M and St. Mary's and Idaho and Houston, $10.
Yeah, that's a Houston 40-point win. And St. Mary's probably isn't bringing in a ton of people.
In the afternoon session today in the Portland site.
I have friends going to this one.
Hawaii and Arkansas.
Yep.
And
BYU's in here, right?
High Point in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
$14.
Yeah. I've got friends going to that one. It's a fun group. There's no defense now, being played in that region.
Tonight it's going to be 56 for Texas and BYU.
Gonzaga's in there too, I think.
Yeah.
And bumps prices up.
Yeah, it does. It does. But with that said, $10, $14, $26, $27, and Greenville's $38 and $51. Tomorrow you get $37, $63, $87, $54, $90. You did get $104 and $100. But Sam, tomorrow, and I'll get you the comment on this. The highest regional, or not regional, highest first and second round deal at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis, Missouri. Missouri and Miami playing, and also Purdue and Queens. Mm-hmm. 249 bones.
In St. Louis?
In St. Louis. I know Missouri's a reason for that.
I guess.
Missouri's going to flood it. Miami's got to play.
Probably shouldn't run it to 250.
I know. I got to check StubHub, make sure that's right.
While you're doing that, can someone tell me, I could be completely missing something. I was like 12 years old or 13 years old when this team played. Why in 2015, because I got my years mixed up, South Carolina, when they made the tournament, P.J. Dozier was a sophomore. It was Thornwell, Dozier, and Chris Silva. But I was looking at the year before. Why in the world was a 25-9 South Carolina team that finished third in the SEC, why were they not in the tournament? They finished 11-7 in conference. They won 24 regular season games. Am I missing? Was there some sort of suspension? Was it just a really bad SEC that I'm not remembering? This was Tyler Ulis in Kentucky. Because that seems like a very, very high win total. I'm looking at the SEC. It doesn't look great. I guess that would be why. But even then, 25 wins in the SEC or 24 should get you in, no? I feel like I'm missing something here. But they made the Final Four the next year, so obviously they had a good core. I'm sure there's a South Carolina fan that can tell me what happened there. Just seems like kind of an odd one that they wouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
They made the NIT. They won one game in the NIT and they got drubbed in the second round. I don't remember why they weren't in the main tournament. They were a high seed in the NIT as well. It's weird.
I'm trying to find in the St. Louis on this. I don't remember, Sam, to be honest with you.
It's got to be Missouri, right? But that would – is the gym small?
No, it's 18,000.
I can't tell you.
Hockey team plays there.
I can't – oh, the Blues playing there? I can't tell you.
It's got to be Missouri, though. And I guess Missouri fans, to see Missouri play
like
at home in the NCAA tournament.
125 miles away or something from campus. Yeah. I don't really feel like that should run it up to 125, though. Or two? What would you say, 249?
Let me see, session 2. Let's see the tickets are.
Kentucky? Is it Kentucky money? Iowa State as well, I guess, isn't horribly far away. I mean,
but no, I'm talking
close.
About just the session, that session.
That session alone doesn't have Kentucky in it? No. I guess it's Missouri.
I'm looking right now, 259 on stuff. No, there's a 217 on stuff.
That still seems excessive.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, compared to everything else when there are other regions that have teams that play locally that aren't running the money that much. Missouri is in the tournament every year for the most part now. I don't think it would jump it that much. But, hey, maybe they're loyal fans.
Brad, he's from Allstate. Good answer, Brad. He's good. Has Allstate 2923001. Brad, he's at Allstate.com. Brad, he's insurance.com. Better covers, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. Brad Hughes, my coverage, my insurance rates for my homeowners and autos are combined, and it's just going great. I save money. I get better coverage. I get better rates. See if we can help you out. 2923001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Sam, tomorrow morning, you won't be with me.
I will not.
What will we be talking about? Troy beating Nebraska. Maybe South Florida beating Louisville. Louisville's got another injury. Will we be talking about McNeese beating Vanderbilt or VCU beating North Carolina? What will we be talking about on tomorrow's show?
The basketball's awesome, probably.
I mean, but what game, though? My point is, what game?
No, I would say North Carolina is going to be an interesting one. If they lose, obviously, you'll get a lot of talking points on that, even though this isn't a great North Carolina team, and their fans will tell you that. I think that BYU-Texas game is going to be very interesting. I know Texas looked like dog doo-doo the other night in their win against NC State, but they won a game already in the tournament, and usually that turns teams up a little bit. Georgia, I think Georgia's going to win here today, and that's going to make it pretty big.
Yeah, you just got chalk everywhere.
I'm pretty chalky on today's. The only upsets that I like today, South Florida really doesn't even qualify as an upset anymore. I still think Louisville's probably going to be very competitive and win that game.
That's a 4.5-point Louisville's a favorite.
I still like Louisville. I think they can
win
that.
You like any underdogs today?
Today?
Yeah. There's only...
Does VCU count?
VCU counts because they're 2.5-point
dogs. I like VCU
and
Texas. I think Texas A&M St. Mary's is a true coin flip. But both of
those are 2.5.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm giving you anything that's like out of the realm of possibility. Those aren't really upsets. I don't love Troy over Nebraska. Faxon's going to come on here in 5 minutes and we're going to talk about this game and he's going to pick Troy. I don't see it with Troy offensively against a very good defense. I don't think High Point's going to be able to stop Boyd and Blackwell. They're going to run into similar problems that they ran into against Purdue's backcourt last year. Those guys are going to score. McNeese is...
It feels weird to say, like, Wisconsin's going to score.
Wisconsin's going to score a lot of points.
I know. Wisconsin's offense. Did I read this right? It's the most points they've scored in, like, forever.
I don't have the stat, but I believe you because Blackwell and Boyd are nuts. McNeese has a really rough matchup with Vanderbilt. They're a good team, but Vanderbilt's much better than a 5-seed. Hawaii, North Dakota State aren't great teams. Michigan State, Arkansas should beat them. Like, there's just not like one that jumps out to me today.
So Georgia's a 2.5-point favorite over St. Louis.
I think they'll win that game, but that's not an upset.
St. Mary's a 3.5-point favorite over A&M. BYU's a 2.5-point favorite over Texas. North Carolina's a 2.5-point favorite over VCU.
Yep.
And Louisville is a 4.5-point favorite over South Florida. Ohio State's a 2.5-point favorite over TCU. Besides that, the rest of them are double digits.
I am wrong all the time, and being wrong is fun. But today's doesn't look like the upset bracket. Now, tomorrow, Santa Clara could very easily beat Kentucky. Akron could very easily beat Texas Tech. I think Hofstra is very, very alive against Alabama. Miami of Ohio showed us last night they can beat anybody if they shoot the lights out. They can beat Tennessee. Northern Iowa, probably not going to beat St. John's, but they can slow the game down a little bit. Like, there are more upsets, I think, looming tomorrow than today. I think it goes pretty chalk in round one, Mickey. Once you get past that and you get down to the high majors as the majority of the teams left, you're going to probably see a little less chalk, and I think a couple high seeds are going to get picked off before the Elite Eight. But with the gap in talent between mid-majors and high majors now, with the way the portal works, it's harder to envision the upsets because a lot of these mid-major guys that would have been there 2-3 years at a time are playing bench roles on high-major teams now against the teams they would have been playing against prior to mid-major level.
One, before we get to the two-minute drill, a texter got in and said, now let me see the text who got this in because I love this text. 2214 said, imagine if the SEC still had divisions. The SEC West in baseball would be crazy. All right, right now, Sam. This is D1 baseball poll. Texas is number 2. Arkansas is number 4. Auburn's number 5. Mississippi State's number 6. Oklahoma's number 8. I assume they'd be in the West. And Texas A&M's number 23. Texas A&M would be the 23rd best team in the country and the 6th best team in the SEC West.
That's a good luck region right there. That's a you don't – we're not going to hurt you. We're not going to penalize you for playing in that one come June region.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Man, that's crazy.
It's like the complete opposite of what the Big Ten West was in football for like 15 years.
Yeah. Skip the music, friend. What do you have for me?
This is the best day of the year.
This
is the best couple week stretch for sports that you're going to get. You've got March Madness the next couple weeks. You have baseball kicking off next week. Opening day is, I think, Friday. Maybe there's like a game in Japan again. I'm not sure if they're doing that this year. What are we, like 3 weeks, 4 weeks away from the Masters? We're close.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the best time of the year right now outside of the first couple of weeks of the football season. Sit on your couch today. Sit in your office if you can pull the game up on your monitor and no one is going to yell at you. And just enjoy basketball. Tip off at 12:15 for TCU Ohio State. Bruce Thornton's going to score 35 points. Enjoy the next couple of days. They're the best.
EricNewton.com for all real estate needs. EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. Really help you out. Eric Newton will do an absolutely amazing job for it. Let me give you this. Right now, Greenleaf, incredible special going on there from $1,700 down to $1,300 a month. Right now, the Preserve at Heatherwood, 2,400 to 3,500 square foot homes built right there, just some minutes from just outside of Clemson. I've seen these plans. These look amazing. Check out their social media stuff. It's our great friends over at EricNewton.com. All right. Some of you out there need my help today. Let me give you the list of excuses. About 10 o'clock this morning at work, I'm going to give you the one excuse you have. Don't go sore throat. You got to fake the cough. Okay.
Sore throat's not enough to get you out of there anyway. No, that's what you drop the day before.
Don't go fever. Don't go any of that.
That can be proven.
A lot of people out there will be saying, you don't want to go vomiting because then they got to prove it. You got to go in the bathroom and fake vomiting, right? I'm not going to do the voices. I'm not going to do the sound level here. You need help. You need a way to get out of work today so you can go home and watch basketball all day long. Upset stomach diarrhea. No one with fake diarrhea.
No one wants to talk about it either.
Right. So you just tell your boss, man, I've got the run so bad, man. I got to go. It's coming out so fast. I got to go. I don't want to give you guys. This is stomach flu.
Today is an awesome day to have a dentist appointment, in air quotes.
Yes. Yes. But then you might have had a dentist excuse, whatever. The way you get out of work today, just tell them, man, I got a bad case of diarrhea. All right. Let me thank Sam Jones. Great job. Up next to my favorite people, Sam and Facts and Friends. Have an absolutely wonderful TV day today. Tune in tomorrow. We'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.